Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We start with the growing calls, though, for Senator Feinstein to resign. With us is Tony Smith, political science and law professor at UC Irvine. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to be back.
So, you know, not that the New York Times is the be-all and end-all, but for many people, especially in Washington, the New York Times is the be-all and end-all. So is this significant, and does it have any actual repercussions?
So the only way it would be significant is if somebody at the New York Times knows more than we do about the state of her health. I think as long as her team thinks she can go back and vote, she's going to stick around, because the team will all lose their jobs overnight if she resigns. So her health, I think, is going to determine whether or not she steps down early. But if we assume for a minute that she does step down early, then that presents a lot more interesting questions for us than whether or not she should step down.
Now, as to whether she should step down or not, you know, people are pointing to the fact, and this is coming from you know, people on her side of the aisle, that some judicial appointments are being held up because the committee can't get anything out of committee without her there to vote.
Let me talk about the judicial appointments thing. So, yeah, there are four that are frozen, but they approved seven last week. So it isn't like no judicial appointments are happening. I think the people that are being loud have a very specific outcome they want to see, and that is they want her out and a more progressive senator in, not so much because they care about what a freshman senator is going to do, but rather so they can flex and show that they matter a lot. So let's say that she does step down, Ro Khanna is going to walk around saying that he triggered it, and therefore the progressives run the show. I can't imagine anybody on Dianne Feinstein's team cares what anybody who's in their first four or five terms in the House says. It just isn't germane to them. It's different worlds in so many ways. So the other kind of strange, interesting conventional wisdom that's developing is somehow Gavin Newsom would decide to appoint an interim who wouldn't run for re-election. And this is strange to me, because the last Senate opportunity he had, he appointed somebody fully intending to run. So I don't know why the some members of the political world are thinking that Governor Newsom would choose an interim who isn't going to also be interested in the seat.
Well, because, because it is shaping up to be a kind of hot contest, right?
But Kamala Harris's seat would have been a hot contest.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, it's absolutely no different.
So what do you do? So let me ask you then. So let's say you're Gavin Newsom then.
I'd appoint London Breed.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I would take somebody who's a young politician of tomorrow that would do very well in the general election. Then you can say to Adam Schiff, hey, look, you still get the chance to knock her off in the general election. And you can say to Katie Porter, I don't know if you've been to Northern California, but why don't you come see what it looks like? And you can say to Barbara Lee, you know, we don't need to keep having, you don't say anything to Barbara Lee. You thank her for her service, but she's 77. I mean, no sane governor would appoint somebody who's in their late 70s when age is going to be an issue in the next big election. So people have been buzzing around about, oh, well, maybe he'll appoint Barbara Boxer or Jerry Brown. So they just, you know, they're an interim. But this makes absolutely no sense. He's wasting political capital. Mm. He can appoint London Breed or someone like her, keep his promise to appoint an African-American female, and appoint one who won't just be a token to sit up there and do nothing and then retire or die long before they get seniority.
Right.
So you could actually have somebody that has some power over time.
You opened up inadvertently a can of worms totally off topic. You mentioned Jerry Brown. What the heck is he doing?
I think he's, you know, being Jerry Brown on his farm. I don't
All right.
I don't know, building a trade somewhere.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Tony Smith, political science and law professor at UC Irvine.
You remember Jerry Brown, don't you?
Jerry Brown. The name sounds so familiar.
Like governor, and it's like he's vanished.
I don't know. I can't recall his name.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.